Again, good morning, everyone. And we can go on to the next slide. I want to welcome. We'll have new interns coming, and some people are kind of new. Then we have our seasoned interns. We have our mentors, which are invaluable, and any guests that may be here. And I want to welcome the new managers coming in. Thank you for taking that responsibility, and I have full confidence that you're going to do very well. We're going to talk about being a learning organization today. So we can go on to the next slide. Basically, when we talk about being a learning organization, the first thing to understand is continuous growth. And that's not just the organization, because how does it grow? It grows with each individual growing. So for you, inside of you, you have to keep in mind that you're not here just for the ride. You're not just here to fulfill a rubric. You're not just here to make an A, because it doesn't work that way. It's continuous. So when you get your evaluations, it's over a swath of time. You know, how has this person grown from week one to week five, or if you're in the grad school, from week one to week three? So your managers and Marjorie and I and Richard, we're all looking for that continuum, that we can actually see that you're trying to, you know, raise your skills and own your projects and be a meaningful part of the team. Okay. And there is going to be change. There's going to be change because on the leadership side, we are constantly trying to grow our program. So we're meeting with manufacturers to give you cyber ranges all the way to different learning opportunities, you know, like different academies that you can go into that you would otherwise have to pay money for without checking it out. Now, you might have that experience with us and say, oh, I really love it, and then decide that you want to get your own membership once you graduate and keep getting your skills or all those kinds of things. That's up to you. But isn't it nice to already try out a tool based on, you know, us, the university paying for those licenses, so that you can get an idea, is this something that's really going to help me grow, or is this just stuff I already know? Is this stuff I could get off of YouTube alone, or all that kind of stuff? Okay, so this involves your innovation. It involves you having the courage to jump into stuff that maybe seems foreign to you. Like, don't just do the easy stuff in all these different things that we're providing to you. Jump into something that might be outside of your current learning curve. You can't break anything. Number one. Number two, we're never going to punish you for getting stuck or getting a low grade on these things. We're not concerned about that. We're concerned about you getting the skill sets and the character of pushing on and pushing beyond. We're trying to set you up to go into that interview and not look like a deer in the headlights, but have a story to tell. It could be a story that, you know, I don't know a lot, but I know, you know, I want to learn more. I'm willing to put in whatever I have to put in to be better. That's what they want to hear. Or have a story where you went into Course Academy, Cloud Academy, or you went into Project Aries or InfoSec. You went in there and you had a challenge, and you were stuck on it, and you keep working it, and you keep asking questions, and you break through and get your aha moment. This is when we are actually buffing and working with those mental diamonds. As you all know, diamonds don't come out of the ground all pretty and gleamy and, you know, shiny and already faceted, you know, for someone to buy and wear on their finger, neck, wherever you wear them. They don't come out that way. They come out looking like coal. And you have to work with them. You have to buff them. You have to clean them. You have to look at the best, you know, how the light hits them, all these kinds of things. Well, your mind is the same way. Your mind just doesn't come out as some sort of, you know, genius rock star. I mean, you know, you have to cultivate it. And that's through innovation. That's through finding different sources to be the best that you can be. My personal view is that there is not a mind, you know, in whatever we call the normal, and it's beyond the normal spectrum. I mean, if anybody's looking at people that are on the autism spectrum, I mean, some of the high IT companies in cybersecurity are hiring them because of their attention to detail, because of their need to focus on one thing and one thing only, then they're able to go in there and see these errors and things going on. So that's the way you have to do it. And so I feel that everyone has something in their mind and in their being that they can enhance and innovate upon to be the best that they can be. Now, I can't reach in there and find it. I wish I could. But together, we can give you the tools to discover this within yourself. And then we can support that and motivate that and push it forward. Okay, one of the ways that we determine that that's happening to you, we call it entanglement, but the way that that's happening to you is because you are promoting your project. You've got your project and you're entangled in it, come what may, easy, hard, whatever. You're not like trying to milk it so that you can just get through the hours. You know that in your mind, whether I know it or not. You know if you are being clever, hustling the system, and stretching out a project, or it's something that you can get done and then say, okay, doc, what's next? Okay, and then you build support. One of the things that I really like about the cybersecurity team, and I expect to see this in the analytics when you guys start with your academy, is that you build support. They say, hey, I'm right here on this particular game or trial or I'm stuck. What did you do when you were there? And nobody has this like ego beyond time. Everybody understands that we're all in there together and I can help you. And that just makes me better. It doesn't make me competitive. It makes me better. Okay. And you overcome the resistance. Primarily the resistance is in your own head. The internship, in my humble opinion, and because it's happened to me, is an excellent time to get rid of those kinks in character. Things that maybe you didn't realize having 2 or 3 years in a virtual environment. Maybe you didn't realize that you had developed habits that are not going to be beneficial to you in the long run. And it's a way to look them square in the face with no judgment from the outside and work on them yourself. So most resistance is from within. And we have to learn how to overcome that. It doesn't mean it won't pop up again, but you have owned it. You're transparent about it. This is an area. You know, like I'm sensitive to criticism, for example, you know, but I'm getting better because I know that it is constructive criticism. No one is here to hurt me. Nobody knows my childhood trauma. And so no one is intentionally trying to hurt me. They're trying to make me better. Okay. And then ensure that your project is completed. You know, now there are times that we give you a project in week 7. And maybe that or week 8, this is undergrad, so you only have 2 weeks left. And you do work on it diligently, and you do the best you can, but there's just a little at the edge. Well, if you have documented, which is a thing that IT people don't like to do, but if you don't do it, it can cause a world of harm. If you have documented, and if you can see that you're not going to finish that project, that's the time to tell your manager so your manager can give you a shadow. You know, give you someone who can come in and see what you've done, where you're going, and what the end product, the outcome, the expected outcome. So we can keep that going seamlessly because we're all in this together. So if you can't complete the project due to time, please let your manager know that. They probably already do or they're seeing it. But you take ownership. Let them know that, and then they can manage or mitigate if they want someone to continue that project or what they want to be done. Next slide, please. Okay, so when we talk about a learning organization, it's kind of what I said before. Yes, you're here for the technology. Of course you are. That's the degree that you got. But what good is that if you do not engage or entangle in the culture? Not just of PGIP, but of any organization. If you don't understand, you don't necessarily have to like it. You think that I like everything the C-suite does here? No, I don't. But I understand it. I understand how C-suite thinks and how I can work my way through it, keep a job and keep learning and growing. So you do have to understand the culture. You cannot silo and expect to get her done. You can't disappear and then show up and say, hey, I just realized I have 2 weeks left. What do I need to do? You need to sign up for this course again. That's what you need to do, because you're not going to be successful if we've been trying to find you. And then at the, you know, the 11th hour, you come in and you want to be as successful as our esteemed interns that have been walking the burning sands for 10 or 12 weeks. It just doesn't happen that way. And I won't allow it to happen that way. Okay. And then there's a process framework. It's a way that, I mean, this is through exception. I'm not saying that we came in here, Marjorie and I and Marcia and Richard, we didn't come in here as geniuses in creating and administering a program. A lot of things we learn by exception. Something happens and we say, oh, we need to patch that hole. That's a pain point. We need to write a policy for that. We need to be good at that. But if we have a policy of, for example, where to put your AHOD slides, or if we have a policy of the deadline to put in your hours or something like that, that's the policy. That's not, you know, a start point for you to be creative. Your creation, your creativity should be in your projects, you know, and in building your character. These things are already established, so you don't have to worry about them. You just have to do them. You know, so that's just the way it is. I have it. With my here at PG, certain things I have to get done by certain times, and I don't have to worry about it. I put it on my schedule. Okay, I have to have this done in 2 weeks, and I have it done in 2 weeks. You know, like developing a course or answering for the IRB or all the things. I mean, I have a lot of deadlines too, and that's just what they are. It's already written out, and I just do it. Okay, so the process framework is very important, and when you combine these three, then you are part and parcel of a learning organization. Doesn't mean that you can't come with suggestions, maybe based on your experience or where you've been. And we do take those into consideration. But while we are doing that, we need to have some sort of standardization to even be a company. Okay, so that's how that works. And when we are really doing that, cooking with fire, we call that superposition. Okay, so we are willing to like modify objectives, policies, and standards, as I said before. You know, and if you have, I don't know how many virtual internships are really out there. I mean, there's no 100% virtual, but ours. But some are hybrids. You know, like it's virtual, then you have to go in every 6 weeks for some sort of consortium or something like that. But if there is any doubt in your mind that a virtual internship is not as valid or substantial as driving to somewhere every day and sitting in a cubicle, then you need to get rid of that assumption. You actually can do more here because you don't have, I mean, for me personally, maybe I'm not social enough, but you don't have someone looking over your shoulder. You don't have that neighbor in the other cubicle showing you the picture of their grandchildren. I love grandchildren. I've taken all you all's babies as my godbabies. But when there's work to be done, sometimes you don't want to be bothered. Okay, so there's all kinds of opportunities for different solutions right now. Network's building a sandbox, which is exciting because while you guys are doing cyber ranges and different academies and stuff, you're getting ideas and you're saying, oh, this is great. I wish this had, let's just say pen testing or something like that. I wish it had something. Well, go into the sandbox and develop that and make it happen when it's done. So we don't, you know, we have opportunities to stretch your imagination from I'd like to do this to actually doing it. And it creates improvement for all of us. Next slide, please. So I want to say that I'm very happy about what we're doing in terms of applying our agile methods. Things have been seamless. People are taking more ownership. And you all are proving my point to the rest of the school that you are the best and the brightest. Okay. The dean is bragging about us and giving us these special opportunities with the, like I said, the ranges and the academies and different kinds of things because she trusts in us to do what we say we're doing over here. You know, and to keep our commitments to innovation and to deal with change as it comes and continuous improvement based on our feedback, on all these tools that we're getting, so decides what they're going to put in the classrooms to make that better. And so then it cycles around. We get more intense or intensive different kinds of ranges and academies and things. We get more advanced tools. And then the tools that we've already vetted and beta tested go back to the classroom. So don't you like the way this is going? I mean, it could be that they get the good stuff and then we get the crumbs. But no, we're getting the good stuff and then they get the crumbs. And personally, I like it that way. And that's all based on how well we are doing as an organization, as an internship within the school. Okay. And then the quantum teaming, we combine departments and we've not had any problems with that. Like network and soft dev are working together. Business development and analytics are working together. Cybersecurity should keep an overview on all of you because we don't want anything that you build or do or whatever to make us vulnerable to something that can hurt us in the future. Okay. And so this is all demonstrated by your actions. Even if you were in a physical environment, it would be the same. It would be the same scenario. They would still see if you're working or how many times you check yourself, you know, to see your texts or catching you on Facebook or anything like that. Well, we do that through our screenshots and we look at the time and what you've done with the time that you have graced us with, which is your 10 hours. Plus, it depends on how dedicated you are. So we want to reward you for the good jobs that you're doing. And I'm telling you, 95% of you guys are doing fantastic. We couldn't be happier. And it just shows that we are agile. We are working together. Things are getting done. People are taking ownership. And that's how you get the good recommendations after you leave. Claude's not here, but he can attest to that. And so we reward you the best ways we can. If there are any discrepancies, we trust that you guys can, I call it negotiating to yes. It doesn't mean that you take my side or I take your side, but there's always something in the middle. So you have two nodes, but what good are those two nodes if the bandwidth, if the frequencies in between are not connecting? So, you know, or dying an entropy death, you know, just dying of entropy. So we don't want that, you know, and you can even agree to disagree and still get things done. Next slide, please. So our characteristics, I think that this is pretty clear. You know, it's the processes, activities, I'm summing up now, you know, different functions and interactions, you know, within the environment. We have, like I said, all these tools, you know, the AWS, we have the Azure or Azure, depending on your region. And the analytics team is even going to explore some Google as they go into Cloud Academy. Okay, so we have all these things. Once again, they're free to you. They're open to you. Now is the time to go in there and learn as much about them as you can. Those that attended the M&T, I mean, Ashley reinforced, you have to know Microsoft as just a foundational platform to walk into pretty much any IT job out there. So, you know, why play around that? If you have it here and you can get it here for free, do it. And I confirmed that last week because I had one intern that said, I can't get into Azure. You know, they want me to pay $2,000. I checked with the dean. It comes free with your being enrolled in the school. She does it personally. It's just a personal tech support for giving you full-fledged Azure. So, you know, there's no excuse not to learn it while you're here, you know, not to work with AWS. This is network cybersecurity while you're here, you know, things like that. Soft dev, not to, you know, work on your programming skills while you're here. Once again, the big overarching knowledge is you can't break anything. And if you do break it, what fun is that? Because guess who's going to fix it? You are. Okay, so we keep communicating. Our communication, as we said before, in the Agile, in the quantum teaming, is not just side to side. It's up and down. Open door with Marjorie, Marcia, me, Richard. I mean, it's just open door. If you have something, you can speak to us. Now, in respect, you speak to your manager. You can CC me on that. That's fine. I don't mind. But don't try to skip your manager because maybe you had a bad day with them. I won't tolerate that. I'm not getting in the middle of that. You know, I've had kids, you know, they go to mom and then go to dad and get us all twisted. And they're sitting back, you know, with money from both sides, you know, two ice cream cones instead of one. You know, that is not that. But we're not here to criticize or for you to feel fear or punishment in anything. And that's not saying that I'm always nicey. I might send you back an email and say, you know better than that. Come on, I have more confidence in you than that. You know, you might get a little steamy one from me, but that's all in love. And it's just the personality that I come with. Okay? And so don't think of yourself as a fragment department. Don't think of yourself as a fragment within your department. We are always encouraging the shared vision. The shared vision. And I just want you guys to know we have 3 incoming interns starting next Wednesday. And so you all have been new. You have been uncertain. You have had to ask questions because there are no stupid ones. They're still going to depend on you, either in the chat or whatever in the meetings. They're going to ask questions, and we're depending on everyone, as you have been doing, to support them and, you know, give them the I can and I will, because they can just like you have and they will. Next slide, please. So keep up the good work. I am very happy. I just have to keep saying that. We go through the departments. We have our management meetings prior to the AHOD so I can know the freshest and most recent update on anyone. And I am very proud of you guys. You're doing an excellent job. And I encourage you to keep up the good work. And I want to say to all my August 3rd graduates, primarily D-TRAC, no senioritis. We don't have senioritis here. I know you're excited. We're excited for you. Every time somebody spreads their wings and goes out there and, you know, starts their career or has retooled their career or, you know, has plans, all the stuff that you do, or even if you defrag for 2 weeks and play with your kids, all that's fine, but no senioritis. And talk to your managers about it. So if we see it, you're probably going to hear from me. Come on, go out like you came in, you know, seeking continuous growth and to be rock stars. And that's it from me.